Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, March 19th, 2022. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello!
How are you doing, Gordon?
I am excellent. Two podcasts a day. I feel like Alan Brazil.
I was wondering who you were going to pick there. Two podcasts a day. I feel like...
Some guy that does two podcasts a day. Some guy who does three podcasts a day, but has missed one this week. yes, I am here and ready to talk about the football of the weekend.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining. It is a busy schedule for us at the moment, what with the Cheltenham Festival. So if Gordon and I seem a little bit fried, it'll be more than made up for with our guest this week, Mr. Joey Slenzak, who is alert on the ball and raring to go. How are you, Joey?
Oh, I'm doing great, guys. Really, really excited to contribute this week.
Great to see you here. Thank you so much for joining once again. Always a pleasure to have you on. And I'm sure everyone, all the listeners, will be delighted to hear your picks this week. Are we going to be maybe seeing some stuff in Australia?
I think there might be one or two in there. Yeah,
maybe.
You know, I'm always trying to be John Walker.
Some goals.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Look forward to hearing that after the break, because before that, we have some recapping to do on how we got on last week. And I think it's fair to say we had an absolutely fucking brilliant week last week across the piece. How would you describe it, Gordon? Is that of a pretty much hit the nail on the head?
Pretty much for me. I think it's the best week in terms of scene value in the mega coupon. It is the best week we've ever had if you backed it with Bet365.
So when Gordon says the mega coupon, what he means there is all 12 selections from the show as one massive 12-fold. Highly unlikely to come in because it includes outsiders and all sorts of nonsense. But we got pretty deep in it, and it did have a real shout. So let's run through the picks, as always, starting with my banker of Brøndby versus Aarhus, and it was on the double chance, home winner draw. It was just a game I just didn't fancy Brøndby ever losing. Lucky it was on the double chance, and I put them in the banker slot rather than taking up the win for value, because it finished a one each draw. So Brøndby lost a little bit of ground to Copenhagen, who beat Midtjylland, but Brøndby still unbeaten in like forever. With a one each draw there and a banker in at odds of 1-3. So good start for me.
I rolled it on to a Saturday game. This was Trabzonspor versus Giuseppe, one of the games that me and Joey were heavily discussing because, you know, boy loves goals. You got plenty of them in this game. 1-0 down, 2-1 at Trabzonspor, 2 each at halftime. At 2 each at halftime, I had no sweat about what was going to happen with this game because they just came out and just did exactly what Trabzonspor doing, won the game 4-2. Like, Giuseppe have goals in them, but they don't have Trabzonspor goals in them. They don't have that volume. So 4-2, 4-7, banker
nice
number
big,
two in.
Nice big meaty price on a banker as well over the 1-2.
Never a doubt. Not a chance. I know our little personal group chat was a little uneasy.
Well, frosty, they were, Joey.
The name frosty. Banker. There's a lot of weight that comes with the banker term, and I understand being a little apprehensive when they go down 1-0. But this is Trabzonspor. They've got Toni Wakeme,
one of the best
players in the league, and it was never a doubt. Yeah. I mean, the man literally guaranteed an 8-goal thriller. If by some miracle, Giuseppe caught it back and tied. I mean, what more could you ask for? What more could you want in a banker?
Yeah, come exactly. 4-2.
a solid 4-0 win, like our guest Jerome Elscott last week.
Still got your 2-goal payout. Hush, hush.
So our guest last week was Jerome Elscott. He can't join us for the recording of this show, but he will definitely be back in a few weeks' time, because what a week he had. And as I say, his banker, Barcelona versus Osasuna, this paid out after 20 minutes on Bet365. Barcelona went 2-0 up, and they ran out 4-0 winners in total. So the banker treble came in at great odds, 4-7 for Gordon's pick and 1-3 for both myself and Jerome. So another banker treble in, and that's, if we can get that in every week, the rest is gravy. Like, that's really, really good. On to the value picks of last week. And I, as I like to do, was in Japan with the Kashima Antlers, and a way win for them, big price, 11-8. I was seeing a lot of value there. And I was right too, because they won 2-0. And again, the J-League now is an early payout league on Bet365. So money in, nice and safe, almost 6-4. That's just really happy with that one.
I mean, great pick in there. It was the one side of the Mega Cup that wasn't on, because
it started. It was Friday at 10 a.m. that 10 game,
AM, which is just before I packed it on.
You're a host on the show, and even you missed it.
I know, I missed that one. So, but what I didn't miss was my Friday game, which is a slightly more palatable podcast time of 6 o'clock on Friday night. I like to call these games the Aldi special, because that's where I am when they're all played. This is Le Mans versus Boulogne. 1-0 win for Le Mans. Bit sweaty this one, to be honest, because they scored relatively early and then nothing happened until the 9th minute of injury time. It was 90+9 was the timing that they'd been given up. Then they chopped it to 90+7 on 365, and I thought, right, that's good. But yeah, I was literally just looking at because the Ligue Nationale doesn't have any coverage for games. You know, there's no video for most of these, and I'm just watching the little icon, Boulogne attack, Boulogne attack, Boulogne attack. So yeah, that was it. So Le Mans won that game 1-0, a little bit sweaty, but pretty decent.
We'll take that. Any win in the value slot is glorious. Well done. I must say, though, how the youth of today have changed. Admitting that you spend 2 hours on a Friday in an Aldi, that's just weird.
Spend 45 minutes. But
it's, all right, it's just, see, it sounded like for the duration of the game, you went to Aldi. I'm like, a Friday evening, no, 2 hours in a budget supermarket. What the fuck are you doing?
So for 45 minutes, it's when the games end. I'm coming back from it. And I just always get like, if I've got a game on it, I'll end up with like 5 notifications, because the French league, they just love scoring late. And invariably, I have chat on the podcast group at the same time. So by the time I get home, I've got like 26 notifications and like 4 flash score alerts, which is always concerning.
The days of the youth of today being in the pub all of Friday as soon as work's finished is clearly
it's gone, mate. It's gone.
Clearly gone. You know, I shed a small tear for that. In nostalgic purposes. Speaking of good value wins, though, you got a decent one in there. Jerome at it again. 4-0 win for Nottingham Forest against Reading. This was just a week Jerome decided to back teams that went on an absolute rampage. So 7-10 for Nottingham Forest. Easy 4-0 win. Another early payout after about an hour, I think, in this game. And that's all the values in. So not only did we do a banker treble, did the value treble as well. And I actually had a little bit of money on the sixfold. And that was a tremendous result. So 6 for 6 across the main podcast picks so far. Really, really good results. That took us on to the outsiders. Now, my outsider was actually quite early in the game week. It was Friday evening. And I really liked the price of Huddersfield against West Brom. And when I tipped it up, it was around 3-1. They actually went off 15-4. So 4-1 for a Huddersfield win. And this got paid out by Bet365 when Huddersfield took a 2-0 lead. And they were absolutely cruising. West Brom had absolutely nothing in the tank until referee Matt Donoghue decided to just give them a penalty that wasn't a penalty with about 5 minutes to go. Of course, they scored it. Within a minute, Andy Carroll's then scored an equaliser, a good header. But that penalty totally changed the game. And any book that doesn't have an early payout offer this bet lost because it finished 12. 2-8. Yeah. However, Bet365 backers, I think Paddy Power as well, have started on the early payouts. This game was in and won. So I know, Gordon, that was that started your mega coupon off this game with a 4-1 winner. So I'm gonna claim the outsider win here.
I'm content with that because it was paid out for me. So yeah, I mean, sorry, Joanne, you go.
Only thing I'll add is if Dave's gonna claim the Bet365 4 out of 4, I think you can certainly claim Bet365 outsider there.
Yeah, I've pulled a Dave Greenfield. But hey, it's a winner.
There's nothing wrong with that. A winner's a winner. You just got to be smarter about picking your books.
Yeah,
exactly. And a 4-1 winner at that. So, yeah, we're cruising.
Yeah, well, I took the outsider to Value Town because I backed a shot that was 13-8. Technically, the outsider, they went off, technically the outsider when I'd backed them, they drifted all the way into 5-4 before the game. So they were more like a
proper value pick.
Yeah.
But so this, more importantly,
it came in. So this was Airdrie away at Falkirk. They won this game 4-1. An outsider, you know, that gets when I win 4-1 is always good for me. So yeah, 3 out of 3 so far with just a charity to go and some good news in that slot for me later on. What about Jerome? I mean, I'm quite content to talk about Jerome's pick if you want here, because I watched the full highlights of this game. As it had, it sent me a little bit mental. For clarity, this was the game that was 8 in our mega coupon. So 8 of 12 or 8 of 11 for me. And my cash out at this point is up to about, I don't know, 200 quid, 300 quid before the game, from a 5 or a 9 grand coupon. And then Groningen versus Nijmegen kicks off. Groningen score early, Nijmegen equalise, and then get a man sent off for a petulant fake headbutt. You know, the one where they're like, it's a feint. It's a feint. It's not even a headbutting him. Sent the man straight off.
That's in the 16th minute. Yeah. So this was early.
Nijmegen then go up to 2-1. It's then, Groningen go up 2-1. Nijmegen go 2 each. Nijmegen then go up 3-2. And we're thinking, fuck, this is good. Cash out's up to about 600 quid right at this point. And I'm out to dinner. So I've just got my phone in the pocket. I'm at a nice restaurant. I'm not looking at this. And I just come back into a whole bunch of Facebook notifications, which isn't good. The less, but it could have been, you know, in this situation, it might have been. It turns out Groningen got two goals and won the game 4-3. Not a bad pick there. And Nijmegen keep 10 men, keep 11 men on the pitch. In my book, they win this game. So I am not that critical of Jerome's pick, because when some wee fanny decides to fake headbutt someone, do something proper. Take out their main striker if you're going to get sent off. Like, don't do it for nothing. So a Nijmegen win did not come in there at 3-1.
It was a good shout. It was 3-1. Yeah. So it was a good shout. And they played the majority of the game with a man less and almost won it.
Yeah,
that equalizer was in the 80th minute. Yeah. And then the go ahead goal to win the game was in the 93rd, so deep into stoppage time. So decent shout though. And I know Jerome himself backed the outsider Trixie. I like backing the Trixie, and the Trixie paid out. If you'd backed it at 365, we got 2 out of 3. Again, as is our want. We've been very good at the outsiders of late, especially hitting 2 out of 3. We will hit all 3 at some point. But considering, you know, we're 9 picks in and that's the first one that hasn't won. And it's a 3-1 shot. That just shows you it was a real good week last week.
It was a sneaky good week, if I do say so myself. You guys really did such a great job. I mean, there were so many just great value picks in there.
Yeah, and speaking of those picks, let's go to the charity bet. So this was a treble, 10 of our own money on the treble. We'll start with Jerome's pick because he's done it again, just found an absolute demolition. Sheffield Wednesday versus Cambridge United. This had paid out after 10 minutes when Sheffield Wednesday went 2-0 up. They ran out 6-0 winners.
Yeah, there was no worry there for him. He picked, if he could have had that luck, if we take a couple of those goals away from his other games and just give them to Nijmegen, we're in business.
There's 3 picks there from Jerome. 4-0, 4-0, 6-0.
Yeah.
That's incredible. And a 3 out of 4 week for him. Really good week. and one leg in of the charity bit. Over to you, G.
So for charity for me, it was Paris FC versus Niort. 2-0 win. Paris won the game 2-0. It's not an early payout league. They scored from a rebound of a penalty. They missed a penalty, then the guy just knocked it in, and then scored again in the 60th or 70th minute to make it 2-0. So Paris FC were in, leaving Andy and his band of Japanese plumbers. Andy,
Before we get to that, let's just point out you went 4 out of 4 this week. So congratulations.
Yeah, I think it's only the third time I've done that. So yeah. It helps having a value in the outsider.
But still, well done. That's a really, really good result. It's a great pick.
One thing to mention about one of my picks, none of my picks were early payouts. Just so happened, the leagues I was in.
Just so the leagues you were in.
Turkey, you know, I was in Turkey. I was in the French second and third division and the Scottish League champion. Scotland. Yeah, lower league Scotland.
That's my kind of man. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. No bailout required.
Week for me. Yeah.
So, Andy, Sagan Tosu versus Urawa.
Yeah, so the charity bet rested on me this week and I let it down, backing the Urawa Red Diamonds. And I said it was dodgy last week. It was dodgy. They get beat 1-0. This team is going to just infuriate me for the beginning part of this season. They are notoriously hot and cold. And this was a week they were cold. I thought they'd got it together beating Shonan 2-0 the previous week. But they clearly haven't, and they're still going to be inconsistent. So the charity bet lost at my hands, and I'll be backing it this week.
Millstone has been lifted from around my neck. I think I've been 4 weeks or 5 weeks on the charity bet now. But yeah, I mean, a sensational week, truly. I mean, that is a... And the other thing to probably preface this with is, so Andy took the mega coupon on Hills, so it died for him on Friday night. So Friday he was then sweating for the rest of the week when we're at, you know, if the NEC game clears, we have Sagan Tosu, you have Urawa, and you've got Brøndby, Aarhus to go, Barcelona as well in there. So if the NEC game clears, the combined odds of the rest of the coupon are 2.5 to 1.
That's mental. So, and because I'd backed all 12 games early, and I'd got the Huddersfield price at 3-1, my fiver was actually turning into 49 grand.
Yeah.
So that could have, you know, that would have been a sweat. Imagine losing that on the Urawa Red Diamonds.
Exactly.
Me saying last week, I don't really, they're going to win more games than they'll lose. They will. So getting them better than evens is still good. But I was aware it was dodgy. Imagine it turned out there was 49 grand riding on it. I'd be like, no, not the Urawa Red
Diamonds. Imagine that. You would oh my God. I think that's the ultimate bad spot to be in. If they were playing Stoke, was the only way it could be worse for you.
But overall, what a week. 10 out of 12 picks came in. And that's impressive considering, you know, we're forcing ourselves to pick outsider shots at 3-1 and stuff like this. So congratulations, Gordon. Congratulations, Jerome. Jerome said he wanted a redemption week. He bloody well more than got it.
Harsh understatement.
More than got it. So yes, Joey, that's what we've got. That's what we've got to work with and what we've got to live up to for the week ahead.
The bar has been set astronomically high. I feel like every other time I've come on here, it's been kind of somewhere in the middle. I mean, it's definitely been raised. Yeah. I've got a lot of work to do.
Sorry to put you in this spot. It's like when you've got your name down for the karaoke and a professional singer goes right in front of you.
Exactly. No, absolutely. No shame at all. I love the challenge. I'm here for it.
We're excited for it.
Wonderful. Yeah. We've got all the picks ready to go and we will get there after the break. The podcast on all the normal podcast channels, Sports Social Podcast Network, you'll get a little bit of an advert. For those of us on Patreon, we will have the middle section, which is where we talk about picks that didn't make the show, other things we like this week, and just generally shoot the breeze about football betting and other sports as well, if appropriate. That's on our Patreon channel, so www.patreon.com/tramplebet, or download the Patreon app and search Trampled Bet Podcast. £6 a month to be a member of the Trampled Bet Club. It really helps us out. You get access to that middle section. You get access to this show as a video podcast as soon as it's released. So that's Wednesday evening, and you can see the three of us on our Zoom call. You also get extra content podcasts. There has been so much content for Cheltenham this week. Myself, Gordo, Connor, and Dave. We're doing a daily podcast, both as an audio and video file, released every single morning for the Cheltenham Fest, as well as our cheat sheet of all our picks written down for the horse racing. And you obviously get the football cheat sheet every week as well. So all the picks you're going to hear in the second half of the show, written down in an easy-to-read JPEG format. You can just pull up on the Patreon app. That's the pitch for Patreon. You know, our numbers are growing. We'd love to have more. For £6 a month, we think it's a wee bit of value. Give something back to the show. We just gave you a 10 out of 12 week, for Christ's sake.
Throw what more do you need?
Throw us £6. Right, guys, we'll be back with our picks after this short break.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks for Saturday, March 19th, 2022. Starting, as always, with the banker picks, and then we'll run through the values, the outsiders, and wrap it up with the charity treble. So, bankers, I am very close to home. I'm staying in Scotland in the Premiership Sunday at noon for Dundee versus Rangers. And the away win for Rangers is 3-10. Rangers 3 points behind Celtic at the top of the table with 70 points from 30 games. Dundee are dead last in the league with 23 points from their 30 games. So a huge gulf in terms of points. Form-wise, Rangers 11 points from the last five matches. Dundee have only managed 2 points from their last five matches, so no wins in their last five. The teams actually played each other at Dens Park, so at Dundee's home ground, the same as this game is going to be, just on the 13th of March, so just last weekend in the Scottish Cup quarterfinal, and Rangers ran out easy 3-0 winners. They've played four times since 2019, Rangers have won them all. 4-0, 1-0, 3-0, 3-0. Dundee haven't even scored. I think the fact they played last week and Rangers 1-3-0 should tell you all they need to know. I'm surprised they aren't shorter than 3-10, in all honesty.
Yeah, like the pick in there. I also like that the last time you backed Rangers in your banker slot, they lost, and this was against, or was it drawn with Ross County? Which just makes for good memes in general. So
how do you remember that?
I don't know, like backing Rangers in a banker slot for me is... Yeah, so anyway, I will take you somewhere where I have lost in a banker slot before, which was FC Porto. I'm taking FC Porto away at Boa Vista this weekend. Boa Vista have been all right. This is why you're getting quite a good price on them. They've drawn five of their last home games in a row against Braga, Benfica, Vizela, Gil Vicente and Tondela. So they've drawn with good teams, they've drawn with bad teams. They haven't played against FC Porto, who at the moment are just tearing up this league. 70 points from 26 games, 67 goals scored, 19 conceded. They're on a tear. Last five away games for them, they've won four and drawn one, if you include the game they played against Lazio in the Europa League playoffs. So, I mean, FC Porto have been fantastic. My favourite part of this pick, though, is they've played nine times since Boa Vista came back up into the first division in 2015. 5-0, 1-0, 1-0, 3-0, 1-0, 1-0, 1-0, 5-0, 2-0. Boa Vista haven't scored against them when they've had to play Porto at home in nine games. So I'm relatively confident of this one coming in. Quite a big price because Boa Vista have been all right, 2-5. And that's after a 4-4 week, I think I'm going to get a fifth pick. And you know, I also think I'll get 6th, 7th and 8th, but I'll start us off by saying I'm going to get a 5th pick there. Yeah, FC Porto away at Boa Vista. J-Man, hit me with it.
All right. So for my, the big theme this week is kind of going to be really evident as I get later down, but I'm going to try to be John Walker. I try to do it every single time I come on, and this time it won't be a 1-5 shout for my banker. This time I like Melbourne Derby, Melbourne Victory versus Melbourne City. I like both teams to score, and you can get that at 3-5. But I think the best way to describe this would be in musical form. There's actually a song. I know I talked to Gordo about this just to make sure he actually knew the team or the band. But I think the best way to describe this game would be the song Goals by the Beastie Boys. For those who aren't familiar, it goes a little bit like, goals. Yeah, all I really want is goals. Because in the morning, it's goals. And in the evening, it's goals. And so, yeah, I mean, really, all I want is goals.
Goals. Yeah.
And I think this is a great spot to find it. City sit top of the league and have picked up 11 points in their last 5, scoring 12 goals and conceding 8. So they're already averaging 4 goals a game. Victory, on the other hand, have played the joint fewest matches this season. So I'm going to kind of stay away from their actual table position. But they've picked up 7 points in the last 5 games, scoring 6 and conceding 6 goals, which is really all you could ask for. They're averaging just over 1 goal conceded and scored for those games, and that's all we need. Where I really like this is City have conceded in 16 of their 18 matches this season, and both teams to score has hit in 5 straight and 8 of their last 10. This is basically the Australian version of Bayern, where they don't care if you score. They're just going to outscore you.
Yeah.
They've scored 3 or more goals. Well, not 3 or more. 3 goals exactly in 3 of their last 5 games. Victory, on the other hand, have only been held scoreless 3 times in 21 matches this season, and that's all competitions, and have seen both teams to score in 8 of their last 10 times playing as the visitors at Amy Park, because obviously given similar to the Milan Derby, they share a stadium. And the last time, well, so not the last time, Victory played out a thrilling 4-3 game at the midweek against Vissel Kobe, where they had to travel to Japan. And it was 2-2 at the end, or no, not 2-2, 3-3 at the end of regulation. But the biggest thing I like there, besides the fact that both teams scored and there were tons of goals, is Victory really did a good job of rotating their players. And most importantly for me, they timed their subs extremely well. Nick D'Agostino, basically their best player. He didn't play that full 120-minute game. Ben Falami, one of their most creative midfielders, who also offers threat on the wing, he didn't start until the 70th minute. So those are key. They didn't bring their main goalie in, which I think might hurt us in some cases. But
perhaps
it's not like
4 goals. Yeah.
No, we can't read too much into that 3 goals for Vissel Kobe. But I do like that the Victory were conscious in their lineups, looking forward to this game. And a lot of the starters that they subbed off and they kind of rested were mainly attackers, and they still put up 3 goals without them. So I love this. Melbourne City are conceding goals just as much as they score, and hopefully this is an entertaining game.
I mean, Joey, I have one fact about this game you might like. My gran is going to this. She's going to Melbourne this weekend, and they're going to the Melbourne Derby.
That's incredible.
So I was hoping
for the WhatsApp for the Facebook group.
Yeah,
please.
I'll get her to do that. So they're going to the Melbourne Derby at the weekend. She's flying tomorrow there. So she's not going for the Melbourne Derby. She's going on holiday, but like they're in Melbourne. Fantastic, Joey. I like the pick, Andy. What have you got in the value slot? I love my rhymes today.
What have you got in the value slot?
Yeah. Wonderful.
And that can also work for absolutely every slot. So you could, you know, unless you want to mix
outsider, banker.
It works, man. It's really good.
Yeah.
I'm in Japan. Saturday, 6 a.m. in the J-League for the Kashima Antlers versus Shonan Bellmare. The home win for Kashima is 7-11. They've started the season really, really well. 9 points from 4 games. Shonan started the season really, really badly. Dead last in the table with only 2 points from their 4 matches. Kashima have won the last 3 meetings of the sides and the last 5 meetings of the sides when they've been the home team. Kashima have title hopes this year, and they've, you know, they've come out strongly and they're the real deal. This is the sort of game that they should win comfortably, and I think the odds of 7-11 are more than fair.
I am on a
go Antlers.
I like the Antlers here. I am on a similarly low priced value this week. Kind of lower on the value slot. Kelty away at Elgin. I like Kelty Hearts, who are, you know, the runaway title leaders in this league. They're playing just now and they've had a man sent off against 0-0 against Albion Rovers. I wouldn't read too much into that because when teams start getting men sent off, anything can happen, as we've seen with NEC and Groningen at the weekend. But so Kelty Hearts away at Elgin. Kelty are just the best team in this league. They've won the last 5 on the spin, not including the game they're currently playing. You know, those have been tough away games at Stenny and Cowdenbeath, where they won 1-0 and winning at home 3-1 against Albion Rovers and Annan. Elgin haven't been too sharp recently. They're 8th position, which is out of the relegation spot by virtue of there's only one relegation spot in this league, which Cowdenbeath are currently, in. So, 29-point Elgin with through 29 games versus 68-point Kelty Hearts through 29 games. I know who I fancy, and it is Kelty Hearts. So, Kelty away. You're getting them at 7-9, 5-8, 3-4, shop around. The Kelty train is leaving the station. I'm very much on it. Joey, what you got?
All right. So for my value pick, I'm still in Australia, still trying to be John Walker, but just with a lot less hair. And for my musical contribution to this one, I've got Here Comes My Goal by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. For those, this is a little closer to Andy's generation, but for those who aren't familiar with it, it goes a little something like, here comes my goal. Yeah, she looks all right. Goals are all I need tonight.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers are my favorite band.
That's amazing.
One second, just what you continue just for the patrons. I'll go get this. Hold on.
So for my value pick, I like Central Coast Mariners versus MacArthur. The Mac Attack.
The Mac Attack, baby.
And I like both teams to score in over 2.5. And you can get that around 1. Oh, that flag is brilliant. You can get both teams to score in over 2.5 at just shy of evens at 1.95-ish. MacArthur sit 4th in the league on 25 points, scoring and conceding 26 goals through 16 matches, picking up 7 points, scoring 8, and conceding 9 goals through their last 5 games. Central Coast Mariners, on the other hand, are in 9th place on 16 points, scoring 20 goals, conceding 22 through 15 matches. 5 points in their last 5, scoring 6, conceding 7. At home, Central Coast has seen 21 goals in 7 matches, while the Mac Attack have seen 30 goals in 9 matches away from home. So already right there, we have teams averaging 3 goals at home and over 3 goals away from home. And so the unfortunate part for this one is there's not too much to go off historically, given that MacArthur just joined the league last season. But MacArthur have seen both teams to score in 10 of their last 13, and not over 2.5 in those games, but over 3.5 in 9 of their last 10 overall. Both teams to score in over 2.5 in 6 of their last 9 away matches. The last time these sides met, it was a 3-3 thriller at Central Coast Stadium. I'll take a little bit more of that, please.
Love it. If you want to back the value treble, it comes in at 4.77-1 at Bet365, slightly less, 4.6-1 at Hills. And it sounds like it's got a good shot this week. The banker treble, I missed pricing that up earlier. Gordon was straight into the value picks.
It's because I knew what was coming. I knew, Joey, he didn't tell me exactly what was coming, but I knew you were going to like the midsection.
The banker treble is just under 2-1. So 1.94-1 or 1.91 to win 365 or Hills. So some decent prices in there, and some, you know, we've gone conservative, but almost 5-1 for the value treble sounds like a decent price, and it's got a decent shot of coming in. On to the outsider picks for the weekend. I am in Denmark in the Danish Superliga on Sunday at 1:30 p.m. for Aalborg versus Brøndby, and the away win for Brøndby is 15-8, so just shy of 2-1. Brøndby sit second in the league just now. They're 5 points behind league leaders Copenhagen. Aalborg are in fourth place. They're a further 5 points behind Brøndby. It's just too big a price at 2-1 for me. It's too big for a team that's unbeaten in, as I say, almost forever. They're top of the league's 5-game form table, 10-game form table, and 15-game form table, taking, I think, 28 points from the last, like, possible 30. They're just really, really good just now. And okay, they drew at home at the weekend, a minor blip, but again, they still didn't lose. Aalborg have struggled at home this season, despite the fact they're fourth in the league. They're seventh when only considering home games, and that's pretty poor. They haven't won a home match in their last 6 attempts, 3 wins and 3 draws. And one of those games was a 4-1 thrashing at the hands of Silkeborg, and that's a team Brøndby beat 1-0 away from home the previous week. So if you like looking at, you know, they've played the same opposition recently. One of them got horsed 4-1 at home, and the other went away from home and beat them 1-0. So that sort of head to head works well as the actual head to head. I just feel 2-1's too big a price for Brøndby in this spot. They've been doing the business consistently for me over the past few weeks on the show, so I feel like sticking with them at a big odds price is the right thing to do this week.
Yeah, I like Brøndby in there. Now, I don't have anything as special as Joey prepared for these sections, but I do have the Battle of the Fridge in my outsiders. This is Parma versus Lecce. Just ham and milk. So Parma versus Lecce at the weekend. This is the Sierra B. I actually had to wait for odds on this because they were both playing today. Lecce drew away at Cosenza and Parma won at Vicenza, who are not very good. I think this game will be a draw, and I think I've got pretty good reasoning for that. Lecce, although are second in the league and have done really well to be up there, they're just behind Cremonese. There's kind of their away form's a wee bit spotty. They've drawn 4 of the last 5 games, and that's against kind of varying opposition. You've got Alessandria, Como, Perugia and Cosenza in there, who are all throughout the league. That's not 4 bottom teams, that's not 4 top teams. Parma at home, apart from a round drubbing of Spal they gave out, and Spal are pretty sorry at the moment, they drew their last 2 games with Cittadella and Regina. You may have been following that Cittadella are pretty average, and so are Virginia. In this league, they've got 44 and 40 points, just around the same kind of area of the table. You'll get this game at 21-10 or 11-5. I think it's a really good chance for another draw. They've both taken 9 points from the last 5 games, so I'd happily make that 10 from 6. And it's Parma Lecce, a draw for me. So, Joey, I'm excited for your outsider. Talk me through it.
Yeah, I'll sing it. Not quite as much singing this time, but it's bit of a callback to my banker. For those who don't remember, it's goals in the morning and goals in the evening. And so here are the goals in the evening. But I think a more appropriate song might be Call It Fate, Call It Karma by The Strikes. No goal puns on this one, but I just thought it was fitting because we've got Freiburg against Trampled Bet Sweethearts, Greuther Fürth.
Yes.
And I like a Freiburg win, but both teams to score. And you can get that around 7-2, 3.5-ish. Not 7-2. I forgot the one on that. I'm still working on my fractionals. That's what I get for trying to be cute. But Freiburg actually sit in 5th place on 44 points through 26 matches, and they've picked up 11 points in the last 5 games, scoring 10 and conceding 5. Which is already a good average, averaging 2 goals scored and 1 conceded. That's kind of what we need here. And by now, we should kind of all know how miserable Greuther Fürth are.
Yes.
So I won't have, I hopefully I shouldn't have to dive too far into the win aspect of this bet. Greuther Fürth are actually on a bit of a scoring streak themselves, scoring an 8 straight, and both teams to score hitting in all 8 of those, obviously, because they can't keep a clean sheet.
Yes.
but the kicker here is they've conceded 4 goals in 3 of their last 6 during that stretch. But they've also managed to score against Bayern, Leipzig, Cologne away from home, and Wolfsburg away from home as well. It's so it's not like they're just scoring against teams amongst themselves. They're pegging some off of the big boys.
Yeah.
Freiburg have also conceded in 5 of their last 6 league matches while picking up 3 wins and 2 draws during that stretch. Really not a whole lot to dive into here, just because Fürth are recently coming up and Andy's gone so in depth on how shitty Fürth are in previous episodes. So, I mean, I'm not going to look too much into Freiburg's away form. Recently, they're kind of trying to make that push to stay in the Champions League and the European spots. So I 1000% don't see them losing this game. If they don't win this game, it will be a scored draw. Well, not necessarily, but I like to think that it would be a scored draw. So I like Freiburg to go on and get that extra goal. In the reverse fixture earlier this season, Freiburg won 3-1. So I'll take more of that.
Yeah, let's just take we'll take 3-1.
Another one of those.
Yeah, easy peasy.
Yeah.
Outsiders, no bother. And the outsider treble, I usually back it as a Trixie. We've been getting 2 out of 3 in quite a lot recently. So that gives you something back if you cover all the doubles. But the outsider treble is around 28-1. Just over 28-1 at 365 and also at Hills. So maybe not as big as the 40 odds we got last week, I think, but let's try and get all 3 in this week. On to the charity treble. So one selection from each of us. We mark it up as a treble, a tenner of our own money. All proceeds go to a charity of my choosing this week, because I shall be backing it after letting it down last week. I'm taking us to Germany in the Dritte Liga, so the third tier of German football, on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Saarbrücken versus Hallescher. And the home win here for Saarbrücken is 5-7. Saarbrücken third in the league, playing 13th place Hallescher. Both teams are in decent form at the moment, but Saarbrücken have won their last 3 matches in a row, so their form sort of bubbling just now. They've taken 27 points from 15 home games this season, while Hallescher have only managed 12 on the road from their 15 away games. There are 4 instances of this game recorded in flash score where Saarbrücken are the home team against Hallescher, and they're all home wins: 3-0, 5-0, 3-0, and 4-0. Historically, that's nice, but the only one that's remotely relevant or recent was the 4-0 win in 2020. Like, the rest go way, way back. But it is interesting. Like, they're big score lines, all winning to nil by 3, 4, and 5 goals. I just fancy Saarbrücken here. I think the odds of 5-7 is a fair price. They should go ahead and get the business done.
Yeah, like it in there. They've had some decent results recently as well. Had Saarbrücken. But yeah, not to over. I might be able to, if Gary could just put in what I said about Trabzonspor last week for this week. That's basically what I'm doing for my charity bet this week. They're a bit larger price this week because obviously they're playing it away from home, having played at home last week. 5-8, they are to beat Rizespor. Rizespor are lower than Gustepe, who they beat last week in the table by 5 points. They've taken 23 points from their 29 games. Trabzonspor, the form team in the league, Rizespor have taken 1 more point than Gustepe have in the last 5, but that is just 1 point. They are not very good. Trabzonspor have taken 13, with their only drop of points in their last 5 games being a 1-1 draw with Fenerbahce, which we can all excuse a wee bit. Trabzonspor are just a better team than Rizespor. There's not much to discuss about them. They've lost their last 3 on the spin against Giresunyaspor, Başakşehir, and Adana Demirspor, who are all towards the top of the table. So let's just continue that trend. Trabzonspor winning this game at the odds of 5-8. J-Man, round us out.
All right. So for the final leg of the charity treble, I'm heading to a little bit of Big Hair Rock. And we're staying in Australia, but this pick song is going to be Goals, Goals, Goals by Motley Crue. I'm not sure if anyone knows that. It goes a little something like Goals, 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 Goals. Pardon my terrible high pitch.
No, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
We've got Adelaide facing Western Sydney Wanderers, and I like Adelaide on the double chance at 1.7. Adelaide sit in third place on 27 points, scoring 28 and conceding 24 through 18 matches, while Western Sydney sit in eighth place on 18 points, scoring 18, conceding 24 through 16, and 6 points in their last five, scoring 7, conceding 8. Adelaide, I can't remember how many points they've picked up, but I know they have conceded 8 goals or scored 8 goals and conceded 9 goals in their last five. Adelaide are actually the form team in the league, as Andy loves to say. If you're only looking at the away games, they sit top of the away form league or form table, picking up 16 of their 28 points away from home through 10 matches, and they've only lost twice in those 10 away matches this season. Western Sydney, admittedly, are picking up a little bit of form with 9 of their 18 points coming in their last 6 matches. However, looking at who they're playing, a lot of those good results this season have come against Sydney FC. And being that it's a derby match, I would imagine they would turn up for that more than literally any other game on the schedule. So I'm going to kind of take those with a pinch of salt. I think they tied the first one at Sydney, and then they won most recently at Western Sydney. But I just really like Adelaide's form a little bit better, because they've only lost once in their last 7 away matches. And so the reason why this is Goals, Goals, Goals by Motley Crue is historically there's been both teams to score in 6 straight and both teams to score in over 2.5 in 5 of those 6 at Western Sydney Wanderers. But there's also been both teams to score in 11 straight and both teams to score in over 2.5 in 9 of their last 11 matches overall. So I have a hard time seeing past goals here. The kicker here is these sides played on Wednesday. So they played this morning at the time of recording, and it ended up 1-2 win for Western Sydney Wanderers away from home, where Adelaide took an early lead from an absolutely stunning Craig Goodwin free kick that, I'll be honest, kind of reminded me a little bit of vintage Beckham. He curled that in perfectly. That was, and there was literally not a chance.
Yeah.
Not a chance the keeper was getting anywhere near that. Western Sydney Wanderer ended up clawing it back a little bit before halftime. So it was 1-1 going into half, and it was a pretty cagey affair. Adelaide had plenty of chances, and they amassed most of the possession and a lot of the attacking threat that second half. But Western Sydney Wanderers ended up getting their second goal off of what I can only describe as an absolute farce off of a corner kick. The keeper came out just a little bit too far towards the 6-yard box, and a gust of wind literally curled the ball a little bit further than he was expecting. And as he's trying to get back, he runs into his defender. There's a mad scramble in front of the net, and the Wanderers just bang it in. I'm not going to fault Adelaide for that by any means, but that just tells me that this result wasn't necessarily quite as sure as it looked. And even watching the highlights, there was still a massive chance in the 90th plus minute for Adelaide to equalize. So realistically, I don't see this being any less than a score draw. I love this as an Adelaide win, and I had this potentially in my outsider slot because my hot stat of the day, by far one of the best stats that I've come up with on the show, and it makes me feel a little bit better about this morning's result, but the away side has won 7 of the last 12 meetings overall in this matchup, and the home side has only taken all 3 points in 3 of the last 19 meetings since 2016. Adelaide have literally won, I think it was like 5 of the last 6 meetings at Western Sydney Wanderers, not just like drawing, straight up winning. They've at least won 3 or 4 of the last 6, and they haven't lost. They've only lost once in, I think it was like 7 or 8, something like that. This looks a little bit.
I think it's a good charity pick.
Sketchy
I like
looking
it.
At yeah. this morning, but I have absolute faith in this, and I really like goals, and hopefully Adelaide can pull out a win, and we don't have to put any of this out.
Yeah. Well, good man.
The charity treble then comes in at 3.81 to 1 at Bet365. So that would be just shy of 50 quid for charity next week. If it comes in, and I'm hopeful that it will. That's the show. That's the 12 main picks for this week's podcast. As we said earlier, join us on Patreon. You get all the picks written down in an easy cheat sheet format. You'll also get our Cheltenham content for the... well, no, you won't, because by the time this show comes out, there might only be one day of Cheltenham content left.
Right, you can still listen to it. It'll be done.
You'll get at least one day of Cheltenham content.
You'll get at least one day of good Cheltenham content. And there has been some great stuff in there. Dave Greenfield today picking the winner of the Coral Cup at 50 to 1. That's right, 5-0, 50 to 1, Commander in Fleet. What a result for Dave. So well done, Dave. That was absolutely wonderful. Let's see if we can get another couple of them in before the week's finished. Join us on Facebook as well. That's absolutely free to join. Just search Trample Bet Podcast. Come be a member of our Facebook community. Loads of people sharing the best tips across their sports books for the weekend. And everyone has slightly different specialities. Callum Hodgart's very active on football betting. James Laycock keeps everyone right with the bet boosts at Sky Bet. I love when he posts and it's like, oh, I can get Mo Salah to one shot on target. It evens. Wouldn't have noticed that otherwise.
Yeah.
So cheers for keeping everyone right there. Michael Stokes with his rugby union. Whatever Michael says, I just do now. I've learned. I've been doing that for a while.
No question. Straight on.
Yep. I know nothing about rugby union, so I just do what he says, and it usually works out very, very well. Long-term friend of the show, George Jones, has been active recently as well with some in-play tips. So there's all sorts of stuff there. Come and find us on Facebook and sign up to join us for 6 quid a month on Patreon. That'd be wonderful. Gents, anything else to say before it's a wrap?
Nothing from me. Just it's a long week.
I think I've done more than enough talking for today.
No, good man, Joey. We loved it.
We loved it. Thank you very much for joining us, Joey. We shall see you next week when we recap what is hopefully another excellent week to follow last week. And big up to Jerome Els, who had a tremendous show as last week's guest. And he'll be back in a few weeks' time. And we shall see Joey next week to go through all the results from this week's show. That's the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. As always, have a lovely weekend. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trample Bet Podcast is produced by Andy Bond, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.